Good afternoon, Packers fans. Aaron Nagler here with your Packers Daily Chat, coming to you live on the Cheesehead TV social channels, including TikTok. Hope you're all having a fantastic Monday, as much as that's possible on a Monday. Packers back on the practice field today. Lots going on. We heard from Matt LaFleur, but now it's time to hear from you fine folks, Packers fans worldwide, because that's what we do here at Cheesehead TV. Of course, got to start out with a shout out to our good friends over at Ticket King. That's right. Ticket King has been based in Wisconsin since 1992 and are staffed with experienced, friendly, and knowledgeable folks that can help you with anything Packers ticket related. They also partner with local Green Bay businesses for tailgates and bus transportation to the games. They are open on game day for last minute tickets, upgrades, and they even have a drive-through window. You can find them via the Cheesehead TV app. That's right. Just go to the app, look at the schedule, any game you want, home or away, we got links right there to Ticket King. Check them out. Speaking of checking stuff out, you know you want to check out the Carry the G Club. That's right. We're kicking off the 2022 season with a brand new way for Packers fans worldwide to hang out with us here at Cheesehead TV. It's called the Carry the G Club. Carry the G Club members get custom loyalty badges showing how long you've been a club member, attached to your name in all of our live streams and YouTube comments. You get special Cheesehead TV emojis featuring Corey and myself. And you get access to our weekly virtual happy hour to come hang out and talk Packers all year long. The next one is tomorrow night. Hop on board. Joining the Carry the G Club is as easy as tapping that join button you see on YouTube. Got to be the desktop version, though, because mobile doesn't like us for some reason. And that's what you want to do, people. You got to do it. Hello to everybody in the comments section. Good to see everybody. Big B is here. What's up, Big B? Hope you're doing well, man. Good to see you hanging out, as always. Robert, thank you for the super chat. Good afternoon, Nags. Good afternoon, Robert. Thank you for saying good afternoon. It means a lot. What's up on TikTok? How are you guys doing? How did Nine look? Well, sounds like he looked like he's hitting the ground running. I know he had a nice big sky reception there in two-minute drill. Aaron Rodgers singing his praises at his locker. Sounds like the kid is picking things up pretty quickly. ADF745, what a handle. Thank you for the super chat. As just a raw power back in their prime, would you rather have Eddie Lacy or A.J. Dillon? Ooh. I got to go with Dillon, actually. As far as, like, you're talking pure power, I'd probably go with A.J. I love Eddie. That 2014 season is special. He was a great all-around back, but I would probably take AJ over Eddie. Packer Nation, what's up, man? Romeo Doubs is an absolute stud with exclamation points. I will say you love to see what you've seen out of this kid so far, whether it's training camp early on, whether it's these preseason games. Absolutely excited for the kid, but every kind of, you know, next moment, that's all it is the next moment. Whether it's OTAs, he looked great. You know, shorts and, you know, helmet, okay, great. And pads come on, and okay, kid keeps making plays. Wonderful. Okay, preseason comes, and kid keeps making plays. All right. But the preseason to the regular season jump is another significant moment, and let's see if he can keep it up. I'm not dismissing what he's done in any way, shape, or form, but you know, he's going against a lot of guys who, you know, will be on the fringes of, you know, whatever you, fringes of rosters around the NFL in these preseason games, you know. And in practice, he's not going up against, you know, guys who are looking to take his head off and trying to be extra physical with him at the line of scrimmage, etc. Again, not taking away anything he's done. And he has been very promising. We're all very excited. And I think the hype is real. There's no doubt. But every day is another step. We'll hope he just keeps taking steps forward. 100%. Matt, thank you for the super chat. McDuffie going to make the 53? Oh, I think, I'm not going to say it's a lock, but he is definitely helping himself these last couple preseason games. I actually just talked about McDuffie, John Charles, a couple other younger guys in my latest Let's Talk Football with Andy Herman that just dropped on the YouTube channel about a half hour ago. When I'm done here, go check that out, because we talk about McDuffie pretty extensively. But yes, I would be very surprised if he doesn't at this point. No beer yet, Nags. Eddie, buddy, what? Who do you think I am? Who are you talking to, sir? Speaking of beer, I just want to give you guys a heads up since, you know, you guys are my regulars. You're all here Monday through Friday every day when I'm talking Packers. I want to give you the heads up that tomorrow morning there will be a brand new podcast, weekly podcast, dropping at Cheesehead TV in conjunction with 97.3 The Game. Myself, Bill Schmid, we're going to be hosting Beer and Ball every single week, starting this week, starting tomorrow morning. It's a lot of fun. We've already recorded our first episode. That'll drop tomorrow morning. I hope you guys hop on board, subscribe, do all that fun stuff. It's going to be a lot of fun. Join us every week. Ed Pierce, thanks for the super chat. I thought eventually it would come to me, but it has not. What is your opening theme music? Way cool. See, Ed, I thank you for saying that because there's this small contingent of folk who just love to comment in the YouTube comment section about how much they hate the music. And that is fine. That is their prerogative. I fucking love the music. And the more people comment that they don't like it, the more I am ardently going to stick with it. As far as who it is something I found in the Universal Library that I love. I think Woody, longtime friend of show here, has done a great TikTok where he shreds guitar over it, which is pretty awesome. I do not know the name of the artist, but I absolutely love the song. Paul, thank you for joining the Carry the G Club. Greatly appreciated, buddy. Thank you so much for joining us. David, thank you for the super chat, bud. Should we sign a safety? Who could we target with our available cap space? Funnily enough, I think the 49ers just signed a safety earlier today. I'd be surprised if the Packers went that route. I think they undoubtedly will do things like signing Micah Abernathy, who jumped up in that preseason game on Friday night after being with the team for, I think, roughly a week. Those are the types of signings I think you can expect from the Packers. I would be very, very surprised if they signed anybody of note, name recognition, etc. I could pretend to say like, oh yeah, there's this small school kid who they got to have their eye on, but I'd just be making stuff up. But yes, will they make a move there? Possibly, but I doubt it'll be anybody you've ever heard of. That would be my guess. That's just how they operate. Dustin, thanks to the super chat, bud. My brother-in-law who sells cards came across a true autographed rookie Sterling Sharp card and gifted it to me for my birthday. Boy, am I lucky. Wow, Dustin, that is phenomenal. Happy birthday. That's damn incredible, though. A autographed rookie Sterling Sharp card? That's amazing. David, thank you so much for joining Carry the G Club. Very much appreciated, buddy. Thank you for the support. Can you go off screen more often during transplants so I can watch Corey freak out and turn into Garth? I'm not making this. Logan, I'm putting this up. Sure. I love it. See, I tell Corey this every offseason. Every offseason, I'm like, we get to like late July, mid-July to late July, and I start hearing repeatedly how much people miss Corey and how much they want more Banky and when is Corey going to be on? When is transplants coming back, et cetera, et cetera. And he never believes me, but I know there is a very strong Corey Banky base out there. Thank you for adding to it, Logan. Just to remind everyone, the Bears still suck. Brian, you're doing the Lord's work right there. Do I love love? TikTok asking the tough questions here. Do I love love? Of course I love love. Oh, you mean Jordan Love? I don't know about love him. I like what we've seen so far. I certainly love the progression from the first week of preseason to the second week of preseason, and absolutely love the progression we've seen from last summer to this summer. Do I love Jordan Love as a player slash prospect? That's possibly getting a little far out there, but I really like what we've seen. Of that, there's no doubt. What else we got? What else we got, folks? Eddie Petsky, thanks so much for joining the Carry the G Club. Really appreciate it, man. Thanks for the support. Football and Crab Cakes. How you doing, buddy? Top three New York City Packers bars and Keandre Thomas thoughts. Second part first. Keandre Thomas has had a really good preseason. For a guy I did not see a whole lot of when I was in Green Bay at camp. Mostly because he's playing with the threes and fours, and I was with the ones and twos for the majority of the time, especially the ones. His preseason has gone really well, and I think he's making a case. Now, as the title of this video states, special teams is the path. You know, you've got to ball out on teams. You've got to be involved. You've got to make plays when you're out there. You've got to do whatever's being asked of you in that regard, which I have no reason to think that he isn't. But man, yes, I think he has really helped himself with play in the first two preseason games. As far as the top three New York City Packers bars, I'm going to go with Kettle of Fish, because that's the Taj Mahal when it comes to Packers bars in New York City. I'll go with the Whalen on the Upper West Side. I know Perry Goldstein gives that her stamp of approval. And then I'll go with Tom and Jerry, which is probably not what it once was, but is still a pretty phenomenal place to watch Packers game. So those would be my top three. Preston Meyer, thanks for the super chat. How does Kenny's projection as a rookie compare to Wyatt and his projection? You mean Kenny Clark compared to Devontae Wyatt? Man, that's really hard to say. I think, you know, with Kenny, he was so young. I can't remember a ton being expected of him as far as what they thought he would be able to do instantly, right? I know he played a lot, you know, kind of out of necessity. I think Devontae is in a more advantageous situation because of the fact that they are pretty damn, it sounds weird to say the Packers are deep at defensive line, but they are. They've got some talent there, and they've got a rotation, and they've got guys who will undoubtedly be playing ahead of him. Whereas I think Kenny was thrust into a role somewhat immediately because they didn't have a lot there. But there's no doubt that I think that I talked about this a little bit on Extra Cheese yesterday. You know, defensive line is always one of the positions in the NFL that takes a little bit for every young guy who comes into the league to make that transition. You're used to being bigger, stronger, and faster than everybody else in the college level. And, you know, you get up to the NFL and you're talking about offensive linemen who, for the most part, have seen it all and done it all. And you're going to probably be, you know, have a bit of a learning curve when it comes to what moves you can make, the things that you can do as far as disruption goes and this instant first step stuff, whereas in college, you get that first step and you're pretty much home free. In the NFL, you get that first step and you encounter guys who, even if they're not frontline starters, they've seen it. And they know how to, maybe not counter it initially, but they know how to use their help and they know basically how to handle it. So there's zero doubt to me that Wyatt will continue to come along at a slower pace probably than Kenny did, simply because he won't be asked to do as much early on. That is my guess. That is complete guesswork there. Cream City Bricks. Nice. I love it. Faraz, thanks for the super chat. Nags, did you hear that nonsense Coward said about Love being a bust? Guys, I've been saying this for a decade plus, and people keep continuing to come, whether it's here or on Packer Transplants or whatever. If the answer is always going to be the same. If you ask me, did I hear what Colin Coward said about anything relating to the Packers? All right. Anytime, anything, the answer is always going to be no. The only time I hear about anything that Colin Coward says about the Green Bay Packers is when you guys ask me about it. Why on earth would I listen to anything Colin Coward or any other national pundit has to say about the Green Bay Packers? Why? That's why Cheesehead TV exists. So you don't have to listen to that nonsense. They don't know. And I'm not talking about Colin here. I think Colin's a good dude. I think he does a really good job at what he's asked to do. But he doesn't know about the Green Bay Packers in any way, shape, or form. Come on. Have I heard what Colin Coward said? No. I didn't hear what Bob over at the landfill had to say either. I give him equal weight, though. Colin Coward. Who cares? Riley, thanks for the super chat. My bold prediction is Amari Rodgers doesn't make the initial 53. Gutenberg won't want seven wide receivers and enough of others show enough promise to risk it. Riley, I believe you mean Gutenkunst, and I think you are dead wrong. But we'll see. ADF again, thanks for the super chat. If you have been to Vegas, where's a good place on the strip to watch the game? I'm landing in Vegas about halfway to the first game of the year. I've never watched football in Vegas, so I'm very much at a loss, buddy. I wish I could help. The one time I was there wasn't in football season. It was like midsummer. I was flown out for a promotional thing. Actually hung out with Nick Costas, who was a longtime buddy of mine who now does lots of betting content. But yeah, man, I wish I could help you out. Any of the sports books, though, I got to think are probably fine. But yeah, man, that is not my ballywick, as the olds like to say. Football Crab Cakes, what's up, man? Loving Ray Wilborn. You? Not 53 anymore, but 69. I don't know about that last part. Ray Wilborn, yes. Thumbs up from Nagler. No doubt about it. See, TikTok knows. Colin Cowherd is out there to get ratings, just like every other national person. Exactly. See, TikTok gets it. TikTok, you get it. I like it. Tyler, thank you for the super chat. Need a Nagler Madden stream to fill the preseason bye. Yes, Tyler, that will be coming. In fact, I think I'll be doing my first Madden stream on Twitch tomorrow night. So look out for that, folks. Tomorrow night. See, here's the thing, people. Here's the thing. Like, the season starts up and I'm doing new podcasts. We're doing new shows. We're getting ready for the season. And I've got kids and I've got a girlfriend and there's like, you know, there's just a million things, million balls in the air that I'm juggling. So I promise I'll get into a groove as far as like when the podcasts drop, when the Madden streams are on, all the things in life that are necessary for the season while I juggle all my personal stuff. But I promise you, Madden streams will start tomorrow night and they will become a regular thing on Twitch. I know I talked about it when I was in Green Bay. Haven't had a chance to jump on quite yet, although I do have the new Madden and I'm very excited about it. And shout out to the people who gave me all the hashtags and the stuff on Twitter for the new Madden. Those of you who got your new Madden codes, hope you're enjoying it. I'm actually very much liking the new Madden. And you know what? Speaking of the new Madden, just throwing it out there, just be on the lookout. I may have some more Madden codes for folks if they're interested. David, again, thanks for the super chat. Who will be the hardest cut we have to make? Ooh, that's a good question. You know, I know most Packers fans are probably sitting there going, Tyler Davis is an easy cut. I think that's going to be a difficult call because I think, as I've said a couple times, he's looked good in practices. He has obviously had two horrific preseason games. And I know Matt said this morning they still have a lot of confidence in him. I think he's got to play well on Thursday in Kansas City. There's no doubt. But I do think because of the state of the tight end position and because of the fact that Daphne now is a free agent again after reaching an injury settlement and the Packers have a certain allotted amount of time they cannot bring him back, I suspect he'll probably sign with somebody else. And that's a guy who knows your system, et cetera. Yeah, do they want to go down and further into the depth chart there? Or they want to go with a guy who – Gutekunst talked about this spring and they thought they had something there. And I think there's some potential that they still do. He just got to start playing better in these preseason games. Gutenberg, what a guy. Amari does not make the 53. Y'all are high. Y'all got to stop with this Amari not making the 53 stuff. Just stop. Dustin, thanks for the super chat. Cheesehead TV and Pat McAfee, only places to get Packer news. See? Now you're talking sense. Now you're talking some sense. There we go. Ed Pierce, thanks for the super chat. But you don't have a dog yet? Oh, you'll get news on that front in the next 2 weeks. Very exciting. Very exciting. Dustin, thanks for the super chat. May have to replace the girlfriend with Madden. All right, slow down. Slow down right now. Slow down. What else we got? What else we got? Moises, thanks for the super chat. Caleb Jones is the GOAT. The GOAT! I love me some Caleb Jones, man. I really hope they get him on the practice squad. 100%. Drop your Twitch for the TT, for the TikTok. Twitch is CHTV. Just straight up, CHTV. That's the Twitch. That's all you need. Alienoid. See, Twitch knows. There's no chance Amari doesn't make the 53. Get off Reddit, people. Thank you. Someone talking some fucking sense around here. All right, everybody, I'm going to have to get going. I can't thank you enough for hanging out, talking Packers each and every day, Monday through Friday, right here on the Cheesehead TV social channels. Please do me a monster favor. Hit like on the video, subscribe to the channel, and then tell your friends and tell your family, Cheesehead TV, we are devoted to Green Bay Packers fans worldwide. Thanks a lot, everybody. Have a great night. Go Pack, go.